Family devotions can oftentimes become more difficult during the school year. Concordia Publishing House has produced a new family-friendly resource called The Tree of Life. It contains 10 weeks of devotional content on 10 major biblical accounts. Find out more about The Tree of Life at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Tree of Life Family Activity Kit, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August. 1-800-325-3040. There's no doubt that church attendance took a hit during the pandemic. Some churches are just now beginning to recover back to their pre-pandemic Sunday morning numbers. Who is coming back? Would you expect it to be the millennials? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Joining us to talk about a new Barna survey on church attendance and the millennial generation, Dr. Ken Sherb. He has a PhD in church history from Ohio State University. He's director of evangelism and missions, stewardship, and human care for the Central Illinois District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, formerly served as a theology professor at Concordia University, Ann Arbor, Michigan, and as an assistant to the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He's authored a two-part brochure, Church Planting and Your Congregation. Ken, welcome back.
Delighted to talk to you, Todd. How are you?
Very well. Barna has been studying the millennial generation for at least a decade in some detail. Why are surveyors like this interested in the least tick of a percentage one way or the other when it comes to things like church attendance and the millennials?
Well, I think whether it's millennials or anybody else, one of the big stories, probably by the end of the decade, maybe by the end of the century, one of the big stories in Christianity worldwide is going to be the impact of the pandemic, COVID-19, on church attendance directly and indirectly in our country here and, as I say, throughout the world. And therefore, people are really antsy. You may know of some congregations, I know some congregations, that are reeling still from COVID. They have not recovered nearly well enough. I don't know anybody who's back up to their 100% what they were at in church attendance prior to the outbreak of COVID. And I know some churches who are significantly down to the point where it's even threatening their continued viability as a separate congregation. So this is the kind of thing that's going to be news. Do you see any kind of a trend? And particularly if it's a trend for the positive, for increase in church attendance, that's going to be eye-catching. And I think Barna is very alert to that.
So in a nutshell, what did Barna find this time around with millennials?
This was a survey conducted very early this year, back in the latter part of January. They surveyed about 1,500 adults in the United States, and of course they extrapolate from that to the larger population. What they were basically doing was trying to figure out if and how church attendance has been bouncing back since the pandemic, and they discovered that people are coming back to church. Now, who precisely is coming back and how they're coming back is the real guts of this, the really interesting part. Among millennials, and when we talk about millennials, we're talking about people who basically are aged about 26 to 41. Weekly church attendance has increased since 2019. Now, 2019, of course, is pre-pandemic. But the years since 2019 include the pandemic and come up right to January of 2022 when this survey was taken. Church attendance among millennials had gone up from 21%, which is desperately low, to 39%. Now, 39% is not any kind of a number to write home about, really. But still, it's almost twice what it had been at 21%, and that's during the time of the pandemic. For Generation X, those who are basically now in their 40s and 50s, attendance has also risen somewhat by about 8% since 2019. The number is now about 32%. That's still pretty low, but notice the trend is upward. And then there's my generation, the boomers, those who are aged 58 to 76 now. And attendance has fallen off among boomers. It had gone up briefly in 2020, but now it's only about 25%.
So you said how. Why is that important?
Well, part of the how of this is the online church service. Online church services are included in all the numbers I just gave you. So that when I say that 39% of millennials are attending church since 2019, or it's been an increase from 21 to 39% since 2019, that is accounted for largely by the presence of the technology and the use of the technology to live stream services, record them and put them on YouTube, whatever you may have. Online services are definitely continued here. Now, of course, some churches were doing online services even before the outbreak of the pandemic, but the pandemic sort of forced all kinds of churches, even those who had really, up until that point, no intention of doing something like this, to go online with their service and to offer that option to people. And that boosted the numbers of online attendees. Then the Barner Vice President Daniel Copeland, who was commenting on this study, said in 2021, the novelty seemed to have worn off, and attendance, including the online attendance, began to fall. But now with this survey in early 2022, church attendance, especially on the part of these younger generations, particularly the millennials, but also the Gen X, seems to be bouncing back. And this really significant increase in the church attendance by the millennials is attributable, interestingly, or is correlated, let's say, to basically ethnicity. In this study, 45% of non-white millennials were attending church, actually not necessarily physically attending church. They may be doing this online, but there's 45% attendance among non-white millennials compared to 35% of white millennials. That correlates more strongly with this ethnicity factor to the increased attendance than anything else, than marital status, employment status, or any number of other variables in a population. Now, among the general population, those attending church every week, it's 30% white are attending church every week, 40% non-white. Again, it's not a big difference because this study found that millennials, it's 45% non-white millennials and 35% white millennials. Not that different from the general population, but it is statistically significant. And the question is that some kind of a harbinger of a trend? That's, in answer to your first question again, what will cause demographers and surveyors like Barna to sit up and take notice.
Dr. Ken Sherb is our guest. We're talking now about a new Barna survey on church attendance. When we return, I want to hear some inferences he's ready to draw from the data.
The church's music from the 20th century. The 17th century. The 11th century. The 8th century. The 4th century. the best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Keeping the message straight. Getting the message out. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Logia Journal, the Confessional Dogmatic Series. The works of Kurt Marquardt and many other resources are all brought to you by Luther Academy. Did you know that during this time of COVID-19, your purchases and donations help Luther Academy supply these same resources to pastors around the world? Please consider helping us with this important need through your prayers and financial support. Learn how you can help by visiting lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com.
Do you know a child with autism, dyslexia, ADHD, or Down syndrome? Do you have a student who needs an effective yet more gently paced education? We invite you to visit simplyclassical.com for a complete academic curriculum rooted in the truth of God's Word, the mercy of forgiveness, and the peace of Christ. From Memoria Press, simplyclassical.com, promo code LPR22.
Jesus' resurrection from the dead opens a new day for all of us descendants of Adam and Eve. Satan's trap is broken and death has lost its sting and its hold over all of humanity. Jesus' resurrection assures us that our graves will not be our final resting places. Just as Christ rose from the dead, we too will rise to new life with him in a new heaven and a new earth. An excerpt from one of the guide booklets in the family activity kit that's called The Tree of Life. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August. Call Concordia Publishing House and order one for your family. 1-800-325-3040 or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. Dr. Ken Sherb is our guest. We're talking about a new Barna survey on church attendance and millennials. So, Ken, what inferences do you draw from this data?
Well, think about how they're attending. One-third of millennials, that's more than the Gen Xers or the boomers, reported that they are attending church both online and in person, rather than just one way or the other. And that, to me, is the big headline from this story. I'll get back to that in a second. On the other hand, millennials prove to be the most likely of the generations to be attending several churches. And then we get to the boomers. Boomers, for their part, were the most likely of the generations to have dropped out of church altogether. On the one hand, boomers tend to be going to church in person as opposed to online more than anybody else. But on the other hand, almost 25%, actually 22% of the boomers in this survey said that in the last few years they have just stopped attending church altogether. So, to your question directly about the inferences to draw, first of all, it seems there's no way around the reality that online church attendance needs to be faced. Of the churched adults in this survey, 20% across all generations said that they're attending church primarily online. But, and this gets back to the point I was making a moment ago, 26%, and a lot of those are the millennials, are attending church partly in person and also partly online. I think that's a great opportunity for us. It gives us the opportunity with people who are actually physically there in church to make the case for even more frequent in-person church attendance. I think in many ways that's an easier thing to do than to try to make the case for in-person attendance to those who have just gotten used to sitting at home in their slippers and their bathrobe and watching a live feed service on a Sunday morning, or maybe not going to church at all. So that 26% of people who are attending partly in person as well as partly online, I think that's actually good news. It's something that we need to think about and need to try to figure how to encourage more in-person attendance. It's even, to me, a good sign that so many of the non-white millennials are getting interested in church. And again, 45% of them are attending church every week in one way or another. Maybe it's online. But for church bodies that are primarily white, and a lot of church bodies in this country are, including yours and mine, Todd, how do you reach out to non-white people? It might be easier to reach out by way of an online presence and proclaim the gospel to them in that way and then invite them to come. That might be a better way to approach people than simply trying to get them to come directly to church. So it underlines the importance, among other things, if you have an online service, of inviting the people who are viewing you online to come in person. I also think we need to develop more tools, online tools, that are going to encourage and entice and invite people to come in person. And this is a nut I don't think we have thoroughly cracked yet. It's not going to be a panacea in any case. But we were experimenting here, for example, in our district during the height of the pandemic with putting out brief devotional messages every week based upon one or another of the scripture lessons for the upcoming Sunday, just in an effort to encourage people to, at that time, in many cases, they didn't have the option of going in person, but at least to view the live stream or something like that. I think we need to be considering how we can use online tools, not to bring people away from church or to give people an excuse or an alternative to going to church, but rather give them the encouragement to get back to church. And then there's ministry to older adults. As I said before, the boomers may be the least likely of these generations in this study to just sit home and watch a virtual service, but they're also the most likely to drop out of church altogether. And that can be for a variety of reasons. Boomers, remember, can go all the way up to 76 years of age. Some of them may have ill health. Some of them may be still reeling from the pandemic in real ways. You know, they've got health problems that came up as a result of maybe having COVID, or maybe they're just afraid that they're going to contract COVID. But no matter what their hesitancy is, and no matter what's the thing that's keeping them away from church, they all need our attention. We got a lot of churches that say, yeah, you know, we're just a bunch of old people here. We're just a bunch of older adults, and there's not much we can do to reach out to anybody else. Well, if you don't reach out to anybody else, there are people your age who definitely need the gospel and definitely need the kind of tender, loving care that a church can give.
What's your summary of all of this, Ken?
Again, I think the most interesting statistic in this whole thing, from my eye, is the percentage of people who are coming to church in a hybrid way. It's not an all or nothing. And I think for a lot of us, maybe untutored before we even looked at data like this, we were thinking, you know, people in many cases have stopped coming to church altogether, but if they are coming, they're coming in person, and it's either one or the other. And we need to be aware of the fact that there is this hybrid reality, and I'd like to push the hybrid as much as possible toward in-person church attendance.
Dr. Ken Sherb has a PhD in church history from Ohio State University. He's director of Evangelism and Missions, Stewardship, and Human Care for the Central Illinois District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He formerly served as a theology professor at Concordia University, Ann Arbor, Michigan, and as an assistant to the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He's author of a two-part brochure, Church Planting in Your Congregation. You can read Ken's column on the new Barna Survey on church attendance on the Talk on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Ken, thanks.
Always a pleasure, Todd.
Tuesday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss how parents must have conversations with their children to counter a progressive onslaught. Our guest will be Robert Bortons. We'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, and we'll respond to your email and the Issues Etc. comment line. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
This is Pastor Tyler Arnold of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village are proud to be an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. If you are in the St. Louis area, join us for the Divine Service at 8:15 or 10:45 a.m., Bible study and Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., as we receive Christ's promise of salvation and forgiveness through word and sacrament. You can find us at villagelutheranchurch.org. Village Lutheran in St. Louis welcomes you.
Bahama Mama, Ocean Pacific, Paradise Island. Retreat from the heat with a shaved ice snow cone from Tropical Snow in Caseyville, Illinois. It's right across the street from Collinsville High School. Tropical Snow is open weekdays from 1 to 9 and weekends from noon to 9. Premium snow, epic flavors, lots of love. Tropical Snow across the street from Collinsville High School at 2134 South Morrison Avenue in Caseyville.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.